I first met you, Vince, when you were playing with Jimmy Diamond. And yeah. that was when I first got a chance to hear you and record you.
Yeah.
But when did you first meet Jimmy?
All right. Well, I first met Jimmy, this was in 1962. And the incident came about that I was playing at Pier 23, and this couple came in and they said, we're going to have a party, and we're going to have Jimmy Diamond's society band. But we want you to play in that band. We want you to do something. So they said, call Jimmy Diamond and tell him that you got to be hired to just do something. So here was this 15-piece band, and Jimmy and I called him up, and I said, Jim, this is my name is Vince Catalica. Well, I know who you are, you know. And he's, because, you know, people had heard of me from time to time. Mm-hmm. And I told him that Pat Michaels wants me to play in your band, so you got to hire me. And he said, okay. He said, we'll find something for you to do. So I noodled around in a 15-piece band, and after that he hired me for various jobs.
What type of arrangements? It sounds like it was more of a big band or a swing band.
Oh, it was kind of a society band. So mm-hmm. the things I did were a couple of medleys, and I played just with him in the rhythm section. I can even remember I played about four choruses of Indiana, and we were out. And I don't remember exactly how much I got paid. I think scale then was about $50 for 4 hours.
But then you went on to play with Jimmy for several years in a slightly different context.
Oh, sure. We went on to Casuals. And what we did is after I played that one job, he hired me for different small groups and society jobs. And there was some jazz played. I never had to play any tenor or alto, just clarinet. But what happened was in 1972, this man by the name of Buddy Powers, he's gone now, young kid. Well, he was a young kid. Yeah. He convinced the owner and manager of the hotel, the Fairmont Hotel, to bring this type of band, six pieces, on every Monday night starting in September of that year, 1972. It just took off. It just went bananas. And by December, we were playing there every Monday night.
Is that the New Orleans room?
This is the New Orleans room. And by the first week of December, we were playing there. Union Law then was five nights a week. And we packed the place. It was just a great job.
When you say Union Law, what do you mean? That was the maximum they could work?
You couldn't work in that room more than five nights.
I see.
Boy, you got it. But I was the clarinet player there for 10 years. And I'm kind of proud of that because we did pack that room with local and, as you know, tons of tourists.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry played trombone. Jerry Butson.
Yeah, why don't you say a word about Jerry? He passed away, what, about five, 10 years ago?
Christmas, around Christmas time of 84. And he was an excellent trombone player. I like to describe him that if you could throw 1,000 $1 bills and say to him, play 1,000 choruses, one chorus of every song you know, and I'll give you a dollar, and he would play the $1,000 out of your hand. Yeah.
He was a much loved musician, I guess.
Oh, he was just beautiful.